You're listening to Live from Mount Sinai on the TalkWarrior.com radio network. This is Moshe. I'm here to defend God's law and fight evil. For people who want to call in, the number is 415-738-0689. That's 415-738-0689. And so if you got a beef, okay, this is your time. This is your golden opportunity to let me have it. Okay. We have a special guest on the show today. I don't want to, you know, I think that it's just too boring if I just say who you are. You know, I want to introduce you like we're in like a boxing match, okay? So I've come up with this thing, okay? Here we go. Here's the introduction. All right. How much do you weigh? I need to, you know.
I'm probably about 250.
Jesus, you weigh a lot. I didn't know. Anyways, okay, now I, like, really insulting you. Sorry. We're both heavyweights, okay? I'm like, what the fuck am I? 200 and something. From San Diego, California. Weighing in at 250 pounds, the king of cool, the sultan of sexy, Sean, my mama ain't Yoko, and my daddy ain't Vladimir. Lenin! See, now isn't that better than if I just said,
oh God, wait,
like,
thank you.
This is Sean, you know? I mean, I don't know.
I
mean,
I especially like my mama ate Yoko, my daddy ate Vladimir.
Hey, you know, because, like, radio is just so boring, you know? You got to, like spice things up. You got to, like, keep shocking the listener. Keep fucking with their heads, you know? Always keep them off balance and never, you know, never let them, like, get bored. You know, and you might even want to, like, shout an insult at them every once in a while, but I'm not going to call them my listeners assholes today, even though they are.
Okay. Well, thanks for having me. What a great intro. My God.
Actually, let me just say thank you. But not all of my listeners are assholes. All the listeners who listen to this show that don't support the show, okay, they don't. You know, all the people that listen to this show week after week, and they don't send me feedback. You know, they don't call, they don't do nothing. You know, they don't donate money to cheapskates. Those are the assholes. Everyone else is okay. So those two people that donated money, they're okay. All right. Okay. I don't really feel like doing a serious show today. I don't know. Maybe we'll come up with, like, a slightly serious topic. But, I mean, the last two shows I did were, like, really intense.
Yeah.
And I'm just, like, not in the mood for, like, going crazy today. Okay, you know what? I got Sean on the show today, and I just wanted to, like, shoot the shit with him. You know, I never, like, talked to him about going to Florida. You know, I went down to Florida during the season break, and, here's the thing about Florida, okay? And I was in Palm Beach County, okay? And I go there every winter to visit my father who lives there, and it's like you can't fucking find a Twinkie. I'm serious. Now, I don't eat Twinkies. I eat Little Debbies, but I know that's like, you know, I'll just take a Twinkie. I need something, okay? But it's just, you know, I don't understand. Is this a Republican thing? Is this like a Southern red state, you know, sort of like Confederate thing? Is this a, are they, these people against Twinkies? You know, Twinkies, they don't sell Twinkies, Drake's cakes, Hostage, Drake's, Little Debbie's, they don't sell any of this shit.
No way, I'd never heard that.
And yes, it's the fact. You know, and I need this stuff because I eat it for breakfast. I can't eat normal food in the morning, you know. I just want to eat some, like, something like just sugar, you know, because I'm just so not in the mood for real food. But I don't know. I think that it's just un-American to not have Little Debbie's. I mean, they have, like, two big chains down there, Winn-Dixie and Publix. Okay? Both of these places do not carry any kind of confection, you know, what, you know, like Twinkie-like substance. And I think it's just, it's fascist. And I want to know,
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Are you saying they don't have, like, those apple cakes and the blueberry cakes and those?
No way.
They don't have anything like that in Florida.
If you want to buy that stuff, you got to go to the bakery department. Okay, you can't get it packaged. That's the point. You know?
Huh.
It's just un-American. Okay, you can't call yourself American and not carry Twinkies and not, like, live in a place that carries Twinkies. I'm sorry. You know? Anyways, long as we're on, like really stupid topics.
Yeah, I'm, like, really conflicted. I had never heard that. I mean,
Do you have these things in San Diego?
We have Bimbos. Bimbos.
This is not like a human Bimbo.
It's actually a little bear. It's a little bear named Bimbo, and that's where we get all our Latin pastries and they got, you know, like the hip, the Twinkie types and the chocolate cakes and all that good stuff. But they got like scones and stuff too, but that's what we have here in San Diego.
I'm talking about the stuff you buy in the store that's packaged and it comes in a box, like a paper box.
Uh-huh.
You know,
like Hostages and stuff like that.
You got that, right?
Yeah, of course.
You carry Little Debbie?
Little Debbie, Bimbos, Hostess. I'm sure there's a few more, probably Entenmann's and stuff like that.
Right. Yeah. I don't know what it is. I think it's. I mean, San Diego is like a Republican, you know.
City, it's conservative hell.
It's in a sort of a Democratic state, sort of.
It's a really weird place. I'll tell you.
Yeah, it is weird. Anyways, let's move on. I'm really tired today because I've been watching, like, these, like, really, like, stupid movies. And I watched this movie last night, and it had Juliette Lewis, okay, and this other guy, right? And I thought they were deaf to begin, you know. I should have looked up the name of the movie, but I thought that they were, like, a couple, and I thought they were deaf because they were talking like this, you know, like, mm-hmm. like deaf people. But it was, they were retarded. Okay, so, and I was watching this schlock. Have you ever seen that movie?
Nah, which one is that?
I don't know, man. I should have looked it up. I didn't do my homework.
Ah.
But, and then I watched this movie with Matthew McConaughey, and it had Ellen in it, and man, it was just pathetic. It had
That was the one where he's like on TV.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was...
It was
just a bad movie.
I couldn't believe how bad it was. It was pathetic. And the whole reason why I'm watching this shit is because I'm trying to read this book by William F. Buckley Jr.
Uh-huh.
You know? I want to just, like, read this book and say, oh, boy, he sucks, you know, but I can't even get through it.
Yeah.
Because he's just so sucky. And it's and it's like, you know, and maybe on page two, he already insults me. Okay, his character is like some arch, you know, conservative, and he's bashing, you know, liberals, you know? And it's like, it, you know, he's already pissing me off, and this guy's a, you know, this was a bestseller.
Yeah.
I don't know. And he's a shitty writer. I don't think I can get through it. I can't give you I really can't give you a review. But anyway.
I don't care very much for William F. Buckley.
Have you ever read him?
No, I've had the pleasure of watching him on TV and hearing him speak.
That must have been a lot like some sadomasochistic pleasure.
We've talked a little bit about Gore Vidal, but yeah.
He's a pompous prick as well.
They all are, but it's like, you have the pompous prick that's like for the president and the pompous prick that's against the president. Kind of what you got,
right.
When Alistair Cook, passed away, we've kind of lost, even though he was Britain, we kind of lost perspective on someone really to kind of give an untainted view of what he sees.
Yeah, we lost perspective. We don't have a snooty guy.
Yeah, we need the snooty guys. Well, what else we got? We got to have snooty in some way. There's Andy Rooney.
Yeah, well, he's old. I mean, we don't have a new generation of snoots coming up.
No, we don't. No, we don't.
You know, there's that guy with a bow tie that I think he used to work for MSNBC, or he still works there, and now he's on PBS. He's got his own show. He's do you know him?
Yeah, I know Chuck.
He's like a good-looking guy. He's like a prick, He's a conservative.
Yeah, he's the one that John Stewart was making fun of.
Oh, he does.
He went on, actually, John Stewart went on Crossfire and, basically asked those guys, and the guy with the bow tie was on Crossfire, if he's the same guy I'm talking about.
How many people wear bow ties? I mean...
Yeah, well, that's what he was saying. It's like, come on, you take yourself seriously. How old are you? And the guy says, well, I'm 30-something, You wear a bow tie.
Right.
It's like, come on, people. Let's get back into reality.
Right. I mean,
who wears a bow tie?
Yeah. I mean, there's a problem by definition.
Yeah.
You're wearing a bow tie. Who does that?
Yeah, just get that sucker some suspenders and a mint julep and,
It's pathetic. I was going to talk about Full Throttle Soda, but fuck it. Let's do something. We probably lost half our listeners. I think that we gotta go for something more intense. I think it's my fault. I lost them on.
Well, you can't solve the world's problem every day,
I lost them on the Juliet Lewis shit. I thought that was going to go better, but it didn't. Okay. Before I do that, I'm going to open my window. Okay. I had a conversation with Sean last night. By the way, I forgot to plug Sean's website. What is your website, Sean?
It's upstartradio.com.
Yeah. And Sean airs my show on his station, and I appreciate that. I asked him to do the ID because I fucked up the name before, so I wasn't taking any chances today. I didn't write a note, okay, to plug it, so that means that I'm likely to fuck up the name. But anyways, I did this show last week, okay, that was just horrible. It was just terrible. And I was just ranting like a lunatic. And Sean is sort of like my mentor, okay? And he says, what are you talking about? It was one of your best shows. And I didn't get it. And so I was talking to him last night, and I was just trying to understand the zen of why it was better. Why it was a good show. And it's not really, this is why I want to talk about what you were saying. I don't really want to talk about why my show was really good. That's not what I'm interested in. But, the points you made some really poignant statements about you talking about like Dan Rather and Johnny Carson,
and
you were saying some really profound shit, and it's probably, you know, we can't replicate it, but I just want you to. Is there any way you could articulate what you're saying?
Yeah, I could breathe on that again. You know, I'm a television professional, and, you know, it's my job to basically watch and be critical and think about it and try to understand people and their perception of it. And it's just, I think the reason, one of the reasons that reality television is so popular, even though it's not real, I think people want to know other people. People are thirsty for, you know, knowing other cultures, knowing the way other people live. Unfortunately, the mainstream media is all stuck on these rich people and maybe burnt out, you know, has been actors in a house and all that.
Yeah, right. But, hey, you know, I like the surreal life, but go on.
I've almost watched it. I haven't really got a chance to yet, but... But I think that people also, what makes, you know, the internet and the underground pirate radio genre so popular is it's actually real people.
Right.
It's not an announcer saying, hey, this is Casey Kasem, 40, you know, this is all that good shit. You know, it's an actual person like Moshe going, yo, man, I got a headache. or dude, I got something really cool to tell you. You know, it's people.
Republicans suck.
And Republicans suck, man. And it's just fucking plain evil.
Yeah, it's evil. I forgot my own line, yeah.
But, you know, that's what, you know, I think, unfortunately, the mainstream media is doing away with actual people. And I think that's one of the reasons, you know, well, that's why America loved Johnny Carson.
Yeah, talk about that.
America loved Johnny Carson because they knew Johnny Carson. They identified with him and they felt for him, you know, and that's the way America feels about David Letterman, I think, and not so much Jay Leno.
Oh, no, he's a prick, Letterman.
But you know, I mean, there's he's a real person, you know? He's like,
he's a real asshole, but...
No, I mean, I'm talking about Dave Letterman.
Letterman is an asshole.
Oh, yeah, but he's a real person. He shows it on TV. When his show crashes, when he used to do the show on NBC, and the whole show used to just fall apart, and he's just looking into the camera with his pen and just kind of smack the pen down a couple times. Those were the best damn shows because you could see the thought process. It's like, oh, God, this is a disaster. We've got 40 minutes left.
Right.
You know? And those are the kinds of things that, at least as a programmer, I look for. I want to hear someone being, sincere. Funny, intelligent, you know. There's a lot more to people than they put on TV. You know, you can't get the real news from the anchor who is anchored to the establishment. You know, I basically look for the voices on the street. You know, the voices of the actual people
in
the conflict, the actual people that it's affecting. Because you're never going to get the feeling, you're never gonna see the joy, hurt, desperation, or sorrow in the anchorman's eyes.
That's right.
You know, although you could see it sometimes in Dan Rather, and I think that's why he's not there anymore, is because, you know, he was still too much of a person for the establishment.
You use this phrase, something like, there's a little something in Dan Rather, or something like that.
Yeah, he's still. There's humanity. He's holding back. You know, you can see when something disturbing comes across his desk, or something questionable comes across his desk. You read it. You can see it in his personality. You can see it in his body language. You know, you can't see that in like Bob Schaefer. Bob Schaefer will you know. The fish was delish, and, you know, it was, you know, a dish and all this good stuff. You could just read it, you know, very plainly, and you can't see that there's any human in him,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Right.
So, I mean, now Dan's gone, and now, you know, the only one I used to really like as far as journalists go, I used to listen to Alistair Cook, who passed on, Andy Rooney, and Dan Rather.
Right.
You know, I mean, those are like the three that are were left in the establishment in the American media service that I could stomach.
Well, there was a guy that did now. He just retired.
Bill Moyers?
Yeah.
I listen to Bill Moyers, and I like Bill Moyers, although I'm not much of a Bill Moyers-ish person. I mean, some people, I mean, he's a consummate journalist. I mean, he's a journalist, and he reports what he sees. But you see, that's the other thing, too, is he doesn't, I mean, the only time I've seen him, like, kind of show emotion, and he really didn't even do that much, was when he was interviewing Joseph Campbell about his book, The Power of Myth.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
I thought that was a great series, but at the same time, like I was saying, I mean, you can't break through the, I mean, I want to see the human being. I want to see like when Walter Cronkite cries, you know, when the astronaut he lands on the moon. That to me is journalism. Journalism is not robotic. It's human.
Right.
And they've taken, you know, so much of the human out of our media, and they said you can't say this and you can't do this and you had better be this or you're going to be called a traitor or, you know, a terrorist or whatever. I mean, I want more human.
You want a real person. You don't want.
I want a real person.
Like
someone that
you know, is more like an actor than a reporter that doesn't try to pretend.
Actually, I don't want an actor too. I want a human. I want a human being. You know, that's why I love this indie media movement. I mean, they've got guys like Dar Jamal that, you know, he's in Alaska now, but he was in Iraq. He was one of those embedded reporters. And he
had, what is an unembedded reporter?
An embedded reporter is someone that...
I know what an embed is.
Right. Well,
no, tell the listeners, I think everyone knows what an embed is, but what is an unembed?
An unembedded reporter is someone that doesn't travel with the military.
But that's not really kosher, is it?
Yeah, it's totally kosher. It's basically, you know, well, the embedded...
Doesn't the Pentagon try to... prevent these people from gaining access to the soldiers?
They try, but you can't. I mean, first of all, this guy, I think he's Canadian.
Oh,
Dar Jamal is Canadian.
Yeah.
And you know, they basically, it's not just Dar Jamal. There's also this guy named Aaron. Can't remember his name right off the bat. Aaron Lakoff, actually, just got back from Palestine, spending like 3 weeks in Palestine with the International Solidarity Movement, you know, and he's not talking to the officials. He's not talking to the experts.
Right.
Or the new government or whatever. Like, he's talking to the people, the mothers, the daughters, the fathers, the sons, you know.
Yeah.
And you're getting... You know, you're finding out what it's like to live, you know, in a scenario where literally you have to stay in your house for 4 or 5 days at a time. You know, you've got people up on the roof pitching food back and forth, you know, because they couldn't go to the stores for the last couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, this is the kind of thing that I would like to find a little more prevalent in our real news. I mean, the thing that ended the Vietnam War
was
the news coverage.
What?
Well, that and the news coverage.
Yeah. It's Cronkite.
Yeah. You know?
Right.
And we don't have that now, and it's
no.
Disturbing. They don't even show us, the state-run media doesn't even show us our goddamn soldiers' coffins.
Yeah, you have to get a fucking freedom of release act freedom of
People don't realize it, but I find it very, very sinister when basically we're having a war and they're only talking about Michael Jackson and they're talking about, you know, Scott Peterson
and they're conducting witch hunts in Congress, you know, bashing a baseball player.
Yeah, and they're talking about baseball in Congress.
Yeah.
This is my country, you know. You know, and they're better men than I am that fought and died for this, and fought and died for my right to say, "Hey, this is sinister." This is fucked up.
Right. But you can't say that because you're unpatriotic if you question.
The
authority.
Yeah, see that's what the media says, but in reality, the real American is the one who stands up for America.
Oh, I believe you.
You know, and not some puppet president, McDonald's, watermarked marketing figurehead Bush. You know, it's like,
I think a real American doesn't need to wave a flag around.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not a flag sucker, and I appreciate anybody's right to love it or leave it. But this is, this is serious times, folks, and not many people are really even taking notice. I mean, that's why I'm having that's my desperate, attempt to become the media, is to try to put a human face back on America, which it
right.
doesn't have. It doesn't have a human face.
No.
You know?
Oh, fuck. Something good popped in my mind while you were talking, and I fucking forgot it.
Yeah, it happens.
Fuck me. God, all right. Well, I think I captured some of the zen of what you were saying. See, you were, when you were talking to me last night, you really encapsulated it, and it was really like terse, and I got this big profound thing, and you didn't even realize it, I really, when we talk over the phone, I should, we should like have some agreement to like just record everything we say.
Oh, sure, why not?
So we don't lose anything good. Because when you go back and you try to do it, talk about things, and it's not, something that you didn't intend to talk about.
Say it like you did yesterday, Sean.
Right,
come
right.
on, say it.
Yeah, it's trying to. It's like trying to get an actor to do something that they were doing, that you wanted them to do that they didn't realize they were doing. Anyways, fuck me. I had something good I wanted to talk to you about, but I lost that. So fuck it.
Let's move on to
Riz. A guy used to do this show on me. He used to be my friend, but we're no longer friends. He had, if you go back into the archive, you could find him. You can't mistake him because he had this. He sounded like he was on helium. He had this really high voice, and he was really annoying.
Yeah.
But I really feel vindicated that you said, boy, this is another thing that Sean told me last night. Boy, I'm sure glad you, this Riz guy isn't doing the show with you anymore. But, when I fired Riz, and I fired him because he was, like, trying to take over the show. And he was a terrible guest,
He was just annoying. He would get into this, something would, lodge in his brain, and he'd start this, perpetual laugh and wouldn't stop. And, I mean, literally, I cringed having to air those because I couldn't listen to it. And that's what I like to do is, I get the program and I try and listen to it while it's on air.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple of times that I had to turn my own station off. It's like, oh, God.
It was that bad. Yeah. I made that laugh, and I told him that, he would go, and it's like you can't hear anything.
Yeah.
But
he doesn't stop either. He just keeps on going like it's, I know.
The man had a serious mental problem. But I feel vindicated. Let's move on. I don't really have a lot more to talk about. Jesus, I didn't come to the show with a lot of stuff. Let's talk about, this is pathetic, a Full Throttle energy drink. I don't know. Have you ever tried this stuff?
No, I don't drink those things. I can smell a Red Bull from 50 feet away, and it makes me sick.
Man, I was in the supermarket. I was in Shaw's, and they have this weird soda. It's like made by Coca-Cola, and it had this black. It's all black.
Oh, a cretin or.
It's got the Satan horns on it. It's got Satan horns, and it's all like in the whole font is like Satan font. You know, like devil font. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It's this full throttle energy drink. It's all in like red. And black, and there's some yellow for the flames. And it's just stuff, and it's hard to believe this stuff. It's like you ever look at, you ever like mop your floors and they make this lemon floor cleaner shit?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It looks, it's the color of that. Not only the color of that, it smells like that stuff. It's this really ultra lemony stuff. And I don't know what actual floor cleaner tastes like, but it might taste like this soda. It's horrifically bad, but I just thought it was, you know, peculiar.
You drank one?
I couldn't finish it.
Yeah.
It was really bad.
Yeah, they make them that way. It's funny. It's like if you look at the history of soda pop.
Yeah.
I mean, basically, that's what it was. I mean, originally it had cocaine in it, and it was used basically the same way these power drinks are being sold now as a pick-me-up.
Yeah.
You know, except now they use all, like, ginseng root and stuff like that. And that was the thing, too, is, like, if you ever had a Moxie was horrible.
It's terrible.
But they're supposed to, you know, that was the whole idea, is they... Eventually, they realized that they had to make the soda pop palatable and stuff like that.
They had to make it taste good.
Right.
But the thing is, how do they get people to drink this shit? I don't know.
People think they want the buzz or something like that.
Full throttle is never going to make it.
I hope not. I don't like those things. And you don't need more hot people.
No.
To mellow people.
Okay soda. No, not okay. I'm sorry. Okay soda was terrible. I don't know if you remember that. But I don't know if that had caffeine. But Jolt kicked ass.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I have to admit, I did Jolt for quite a while. It was only because I was working a lot at the time, and that was a good breakfast. You know, it was like a Jolt Cola in the morning, yeah. And you're all rock and rolling.
It is the drink of computer programmers.
Right. That and Code Red.
Code Red?
Yeah.
What is that, another...
It's a Mountain Dew. It's like the cherry Mountain Dew.
I've never heard of that.
It was, I think they named a virus after it because all the techies were drinking Code Red. But I'm not really too into those power drinks. Although the power bars, some of those power bars are pretty goddamn good.
Yeah, I've only had, like, a few.
They'd be better if they put marijuana in them. I really think so.
I don't know.
They should do that.
I don't do pot.
Yeah.
Do you do pot?
Every once in a while.
Yeah. I went out like with this woman, and you know she was like rejecting me this night, and then I don't know why, but she started telling me her whole life story and all that after she rejected me, because I said okay, after she rejected me I said okay I'll go, I think it's no don't leave, so she had to tell me her life story first.
Yeah.
And, you know, she was telling me about how, you know, she smokes pot, like, every day, and she's crying and about her mother, and mother's mean to her and all this shit, and she's just crying and bawling, and I didn't say anything, but I felt like saying, you know, maybe if you stop fucking smoking pot every day, you wouldn't feel so fucking depressed.
That's a possibility for most people, yeah.
I mean, I'm sure, like, you know, normal people could handle it.
Yeah, I know, Jesus.
But if not for a mental woman.
No. That's why I always liked Hunter S. Thompson. He's like, you know, he did a whole bunch of drugs I don't even have to try now.
Right.
But
I was listening to that thing, a little bit of it, that you pointed to on your website. Now, he was found with a whole bunch of drugs, though, right?
Oh, which was that? The Hunter S. Thompson?
Yeah.
Are you familiar with his books? Have you ever seen the movies?
You know, This is Recycling Depot that I go to get most of my books. And there's this Hunter S. Thompson book that I was going to pick it up. And I read the review on it. And, you know, it was sort of like author quotes. Yeah. You know, it's like, you know, this is a great book and so-and-so, you know, Joyce Carol Oates or whatever. And one of the people saying it was so great was William F. Buckley.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't touch it after that. I mean, I really should read Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. That's the name of it?
If it's Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. You should actually do yourself a favor and see the movie.
Oh, really? Is it good?
That'll wig you out. Oh, yeah. Well, the thing is like, you know, him, he's during the 70s, you know, there was a whole basically a cultural revolution happening with Nixon in the White House and then the subculture and cocaine and marijuana on the streets and, you know, all these other hard drugs that people were experimenting with at the time. And he was basically the person that was able to, you know, articulate it all.
Mm-hmm.
And he basically started gonzo journalism. And what gonzo journalism is basically telling a lie, but still the truth comes out.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically like, I think Pablo Picasso said something that about art. Art is a lie that tells the truth. And Hunter S. Thompson was very, very good at that. And you never know if the experiences he's writing about actually happened. And in fact, there's his partner is Laszlo, and there's a lot of question whether he actually exists.
Mm.
So I mean, there's a lot to it. There's a lot to that guy. It's hard to explain. You can't really pigeonhole Hunter S. Thompson.
Mm.
But he was just one of those authors that could really articulate better than I.
Right.
And they covered a point in time and they made some poignant.
I really should read him.
Yeah, and it's got to do with drugs, but it's not about drugs. It's a lot about just perception and society and just people's cultures.
Mm.
Yeah. The drug culture, the cop culture, the casino culture, the motorcycle culture.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna wrap it up. Do you have anything else you wanna bring up?
No.
Okay. So go to the credits, and we'll wrap it up.
All right.
I'd like to thank John Truby for providing us with his music. For more information about John Truby, please go to our website at talkwarrior.com. I'm going to just make it quick today. This show is a copyrighted broadcast of the talkwarrior.com radio network. It may be retransmitted, provided that it is not altered or excerpted in any way. To get a copy of this week's show to syndicate freely on your website, go to radioforall.net or go to talkwarrior.com and send us an email. And also, I want everyone to start podcasting so that way you can subscribe to the show and the show will come to you. You don't have to go to the show. Show will come to you. Okay? So go to ipodder.org to get more information about podcasting. It is the new thing, and if you're not podcasting, well, you're just a loser. Okay. I think that's it.
Cool.
Okay.
Well done, my friend.
Hold on. Don't hang up.